Hello everybody, it's me, Mary G, mind you, and I know many of you mob have a lot of questions about this thing, COVID-19, and the vaccine. A lot of people don't understand, a lot of people are saying things that aren't right, and so on, but I've got a special man, mind you, to talk to. That's why I brought in Professor and Dr. Jonathan Karapetis, who is a leading Australian paediatric physician, mind you. And of course, Professor Karapetis is director of the Telethon Kids Institute in Perth, Western Australia, a professor at the University of Western Australia, a consultant paediatrician at Perth Children's Hospital, and currently president of the Association of Australian Medical Research Institute. His research interests include rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease, other group A streptococcal diseases, vaccine-preventable diseases, Aboriginal child health, child and youth health, development and education, and skin sores and scabies, mind you. That's a hell of a lot of stuff there. And of course, I'm speaking to the man himself, mind you. And of course, who it is? Professor and Dr. Jonathan Karapetis, mind you, who is an expert in almost everything. Infectious disease, Indigenous child health, and possibly love. Anyway, Dr. Karapetis, how are you, darling?
I'm good, Mary. It's wonderful to talk to you.
No worries, darling. You have to take me out for tea one day.
Oh, I'd love to. I mean, you're famous. I'm feeling a bit starstruck.
Oh, that's all right, darling. Reading your bio is kind of impressive as well. Maybe we could make a great team together. I'm the disease and you're the cure.
I'm up for it.
Okay. Doctor, one of the big worries I know some of them are having is that Aboriginal people are being used as guinea pigs and told to get the COVID-19 vaccine before everyone else. Is this the case?
Oh, definitely not. So there's no way Aboriginal people are, because they're not the first people to get the vaccine. In fact, in Australia, by the time anyone in Australia got the vaccine, already millions of people around the world had received it. And by now, you know, there's been 4.5 billion doses of COVID vaccines given all around the world. And that includes, you know, quite a few in Australia. So all those people have already received the vaccine, and we know that they are already benefiting from it. So there's no way Aboriginal people are the guinea pigs. We've had a lot of experience with this vaccine already.
So why have Aboriginal people been prioritized to receive the vaccine?
Yeah, look, obviously, when we've got this vaccine and we know we're only getting it slowly over months and months and months, because it's not all manufactured here, we have to give it to the people who need it most first. And we know that the people who are most likely to get really, really sick or to even die from COVID are the elderly people. We know that people who have got underlying health problems like diabetes and heart disease are more likely to get really sick. And of course, we also want to stop people who can spread it to other people, and that's often some of the younger people. So when we talked to the Aboriginal leaders, they really requested, and very, very reasonably, that Aboriginal people were prioritised to get the vaccine, and that's because there's a lot of people who've got those other health problems who could get really sick, because in Aboriginal communities, people live very closely together, they socialise a lot, and so if a virus gets in, it can be spread. And because we know in First Nations communities in Canada and in the United States that COVID has caused big problems there. And so that's why Aboriginal people are a real priority to get the vaccine.
So when you talk about Aboriginal leaders, it's a devil if you do, devil if you don't, in terms of this COVID and the vaccine.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the thing is that the Aboriginal leaders who have been championing this are the people like Pat Turner and Vicky O'Donnell, people who are head up the Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations. And they know that in their communities, they've done an amazing job at keeping COVID out. We've stopped people entering into the communities if they could have COVID. They've really managed the messages around social distancing and washing your hands and using hand sanitizer. It's been amazing. Aboriginal communities have led the way in stopping COVID getting in. But at the same time, they know that if it does get in, it'll create havoc. And that's why they've been saying we need to get the vaccine to Aboriginal people as an absolute priority. We need to get it in there now.
Now, Doctor, is it only elderly people or older people who died from COVID-19? And why is it still important for everyone to get the vaccine?
Look, this is a really important question. So we know that elderly people have a much higher chance than younger people of dying. But this virus doesn't actually know who you are. This is a little infectious bug that will go to whoever it can infect. That the aim is for that bug to spread it to other people. So it doesn't know whether you're old or young. And we know that people of all ages, from babies right through to old people, can get COVID. What that means is that some of those young people are actually getting sick and some are even dying. much less than the older people, but young people can get it and young people can die. And that's teenagers and it's young adults and it's babies. But the other reason why it's important to for all people, not just older people, to get the vaccine is that it's not just about protecting yourself. It's about protecting your community, your family, the old people in your community. Because if you get it, even if you don't get really sick, you can spread it. And you might spread it to an elder. You might spread it to your grandparents. You might spread it to someone who's got diabetes or heart disease, and they might actually get really sick and die. So it's not just all about you. It's about protecting others in your community, others in your family. And that's why it's really important for all of us to get this vaccine.
So you could be carrying this COVID-19, but asleep in your body, but you could pass it on to other people.
Yeah, this is a really sneaky virus, a sneaky thing, because unlike most other of these infections where you have to be sick before you can actually spread it to other people, that's not the case with COVID. Sometimes with COVID, you don't even know you've got the virus. You don't even know that virus is in your body and you can actually be spreading it to other people. And that's why we can't rely on just the things like masks and social distancing. That's why the vaccine's so important, because it means that even people who don't know they've got it are not going to transmit it to other people. So it's a really sneaky virus.
Some Aboriginal people even think that only white people get COVID-19. Is this true?
No, that's really... And you know why? I think they're thinking that because the Aboriginal communities have been so successful at stopping this virus. Because when you go to remote communities, we haven't had people in remote communities, anyone die from this virus. Although people need to know that there have been more than 150 Aboriginal people in Australia who've got COVID. So Aboriginal people absolutely can get it. We know that people all over the world get it just as much as anyone else. People in Africa, people in India, people in the Alaskan communities, in the First Nations communities in America, they all get COVID just as much as anybody else. It's just that what we've done so far is kind of keep it out of Aboriginal communities. So that's probably where people get this idea that only white people get it. But that's not true. Definitely not true.
It's scary times, Doctor.
Yeah, it is. And it's we've never had anything like this in our lifetime, have we? It's the last time we had a big, what we call pandemic like this was 100 years ago. So none of us remember that. And that's why this is all new. And we've learned a lot in the last year and a half.
And has the vaccine helped those groups you mentioned?
Definitely. So this is the exciting thing. You know, we all knew that the vaccine was going to be an important part of it. I think it's been more successful than we even imagined. So if you go to places like America, like England, they're already starting to open up and be able to live kind of normal lives a lot more than they used to because so many people have been vaccinated. And then when you look at the native populations in Alaska, when you look at the American Indian communities, they've been leading the way in getting vaccinated. In fact, they've got more first and second doses of vaccines than the rest of America. In Canada, about 75%, three quarters of First Nations adults have already got their first dose. So they're really leading the way. What that's meant is there's been a dramatic drop. There's been a huge drop in the number of people in those communities who've got COVID and the number of people who got sick or die from it. So we know that if we can get lots of people with this vaccine in Aboriginal communities, then the risk of getting sick from COVID or dying is going to be much, much lower.
That's very, very hopeful, Doctor. How do the vaccines work? Do the vaccines give you COVID-19? And I kind of asking this question, and does it alter your DNA?
We've heard a lot of those concerns. So let's talk about how vaccines work. If you think about Australia, we have what we call a defence force. We have the Army and the Navy and the Air Force, and they're there to protect us in case we get invaders. Our own bodies have the same sort of thing, our own defence force, and it's called our immune system. And that's these little cells in our body that are there, and their job is to stop when foreign invaders come in like a virus, like a COVID virus. And the problem is that our immune system, our defence force, only works if it can recognize that foreign invader. So the first time you get COVID, the immune system doesn't work so well because it hasn't seen it before. And that's why you can get really sick. What a vaccine does is it shows the immune system what the virus looks like, and it kind of teaches it that this is COVID and you need to protect this body against COVID. So that we get a COVID vaccine, it's just a little bit of the virus. It's not the virus itself, it's just a little bit. And your immune system, your immune cells can say, that's the COVID virus. Next time I see that virus, I'm going to kill it. And that's what they do. So the virus, the vaccines teach the immune system to recognize and kill the COVID virus. And it works really well, but it does not give you COVID because it doesn't have that live COVID virus in it. So you cannot get COVID from the vaccine. And they definitely don't alter your DNA.
I watch television and hear it on the radio sometimes, all the different types of vaccines. Which vaccines are currently approved for use in Australia?
Okay, so in Australia, we currently have three vaccines that we can use. The two of them that people have heard the most about are those made by companies called Pfizer and AstraZeneca. Another one was approved. It's from a company called Moderna. So these are three vaccines. There will be others that come along in the next few months or years because there's lots and lots of these vaccines being developed. But these are the three that have been thoroughly tested. They've been approved by the government agency. It's called the Therapeutic Goods Administration. They do all the testing and they check all the data to make sure that all of these vaccines work and that they are very, very safe. And so those are the vaccines we can use.
So these vaccines are safe?
Oh, yeah. So this is something that people often worry about, whether or not we know these vaccines are safe. Because we've had, like I said at the start, 4.5 billion doses of these vaccines have been given around the world. Hundreds of millions of each of those vaccines that I just mentioned, the three vaccines we have in Australia, have already been given around the world. And we are keeping a close eye on whether or not people get sick or get any side effects from these vaccines, more than we've ever done with any vaccines before. And so we know that the vaccines have been through all the testing, that they are very, very safe. We know that there are some mild side effects, like you get from any vaccine. They can make you a bit sick. They can give you a bit of a temperature. They can give you a bit of a sore arm, make you feel tired. That's perfectly normal. That actually kind of tells you that they're working because those symptoms come because your immune system gets cooled up. We do know that there are, like any vaccine, like any medicine, very, very rarely there can be, with some of them, some more serious side effects. Probably people listening have heard of the blood clot problem that some people getting the AstraZeneca vaccine have had. Mm-hmm. We know that that's something that is incredibly uncommon, really, really rare. But we do know that it's a bit more common in young people compared to older people. And that's why in Australia, we now say we prefer you to use the Pfizer vaccine if you're under 60. And AstraZeneca is now preferred for the over 60s. So I've had the AstraZeneca vaccine. When I got it, I was under 60 and I had no problems at all. I was very confident in that vaccine. Although, yes, it can cause these side effects, they're incredibly rare. And we know that all of these vaccines are overall very, very safe.